He's not allowed to take off his jacket.
Brothers and sisters, I greet you
warmly
in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Could I ask you to turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 21 to verse 26. Once again, Romans chapter 3. Verse 21 to 26. We'll be reading the Word of God. So I'm
going
to ask you to stand out of respect.
Mamela.
But now, apart from the law, God's righteousness has been revealed, attested by the law and the prophets. That is, God's righteousness through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe, since there is no distinction. For all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. They are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God presented Him as a propitiation through faith in His blood to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His restraint God passed over the sins previously committed. God presented Him to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so that He would be righteous and declare righteous the one who has faith in Jesus. May God add richly to the reading of His word. Amen.
Amen.
Salapan. We're going to talk about faith alone. Faith alone. It's always been a problem in the church. 500 years ago, Martin Luther had this problem in the church. Listen carefully, there were some things wrong in the Catholic Church of that day. They had something called penance. If you had sinned, if you had guilt, if you needed forgiveness, you had to come to a priest and confess your sins to a priest. The priest would forgive you and give you work to do things that you needed to do in order to be right with God. It wasn't the only problem with the church of that day. They also had something called indulgence. penance, you had to ask for forgiveness from the priest. Indulgence, you could pay the priest if you wanted forgiveness. Now, a clever man thinks, what's easier? Doing something for forgiveness? Or paying a little bit of money for forgiveness? The Catholic Church had other problems. They had something called purgatory. It was a make-believe place. Where if you died, God would send you for a period of time to work out your salvation, to make things right with Him. Basically, the doctrine of the church in that day was you needed to work and have faith to be saved. The church today is the same. Many pulpits are teaching this. Your faith is not good enough for God. He wants your faith and your obedience. He wants your faith and your baptism. He wants your faith and your money. He wants your faith and something that you must do in order to be saved. A fat,
logo,
round, bald priest named Martin Luther.
In daughter, a cool pele, an empanza, a bisomoguti, umatin Luther.
Okay, 500 years ago.
Weza emnyageni en amakula masana nchuli.
And said no.
Weza uti, kabo.
We can't do anything to be right with God. God has done everything to be right with us. Justification. To stand righteous before God is not in something that you can do, but in something that He has done. Justification is by faith alone. In Christ alone. To the glory of God alone. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, the passage of scripture that we read tells us that. It makes it clear so that there's no confusion. That sinners cannot redeem themselves. That rebels cannot reconcile themselves. And that guilty men cannot acquit themselves. But we need faith in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read the text. It says, but now, apart from the law, this is important. Paul has just in chapter 3 been discussing the relationship of the law to grace. And he has been saying that the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, whilst they had the law, they couldn't be saved by the law. And so as you read in chapter 3 verse 10, it says, there's no one righteous, no, not one. Not, there's no one who understands, there's no one who seeks for God. The Jew who has the law that could work, and the Gentile that doesn't have the law that can't work, are in the same situation. They have fallen short of the glory of God. And so Paul says, apart from the law, God's righteousness has been revealed.
Ngaphandle komthetho ukulunga kaNkulunkulu kuyabonakaliswa.
And he says this isn't a new thing.
Uthi akukho kusha lokho.
That even the law and the prophets have told us about this.
Uthi umthetho nabaprofeti basitshelile ngalokho.
It was always God's intention.
Kuyintando kaNkulunkulu.
Not to save a people by their works.
Ukuthi angasindise abantu ngemisebenzi yabo.
But to save them by his work.
Ukuthi abasindise ngowakhe umsebenzi.
He says, and now he explains what God's righteousness is.
Uyachaza ukuthi kuyini ukulunga kaNkulunkulu.
He says God's righteousness.
Ukulunga kaNkulunkulu.
Through faith
ekholweni.
In Jesus Christ.
KuKristu Jesu.
To all who believe.
Kubo bonke abakholwa.
Since there is no distinction.
Ngoba ukho mehluko.
We live in South Africa.
Siphila South Africa.
We used to distinctions.
Sijwayeleka ukuthi asifane.
We distinguish ourselves from foreigners.
Siyayihlukanisa ukuthi hayi laba bafike nemthwalo.
In our country, white people often distinguish themselves from black people.
Lakithi ke abondlebe ikhanyilanga bayihlukanisa kunathi.
Zulu people from Khoza people.
Abantu ke abakhuluma isiZulu namaXhosa kuba khona ukuhlukana.
God says before me.
Uthi uNkulunkulu phambi kwakhe.
There is no distinction.
Awukho umehluko.
We are all saved by grace and faith and Jesus Christ.
Sonke sisindiswe ngokukholwa ngomusa kuKristu Jesu.
Why?
Why?
Why? Not well.
Kungani?
Why must we be saved by faith alone in Christ alone?
Kungani kumele sisindiswe ngokukholwa kuphela kuKristu Jesu kuphela?
Paul gives the answer in verse 23.
UPaulo usinika izimpendulo evesini lamashumi amabili nesithathu.
Jonga in your own Bible.
Ake sibheke la sifunda khona.
For
ngokuba bonke
have sinned
bonile
and fall short
balahlekelwe
of the glory of God.
Inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
For
bonke
have sinned
bonile
and fallen short
balahlekelwe
of the glory of God.
Inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
There is no distinction between us, brothers and sisters.
Awukho umehluko phakathi kwethu.
Because we are all in the same place.
Sonke sisendaweni eyodwa.
Our sins have separated us from God.
Izono zethu zisahlukanisile noNkulunkulu.
And we have fallen short of his holy standard.
Silahlekelwe ubungwele bakhe.
In school you learn about tenses in language.
Esikolweni ke uyafunda ke ufunza mo.
I'm guessing that other languages are the same as English. You have a past tense, a present tense, and a future tense.
Ngiyakubona ke ukuthi ulwimi lonke lufana nesiZulu. Kukhona.
I wasn't that funny. Okay. The text here says in verse 23, and this is important. You need to pay attention.
La sifunda khona kubalekile ukuthi unake.
For all have sinned.
Bonke bonile.
It's in the past tense.
Logo kwenzeke muva.
For all have sinned. It's an indicative. It's a statement of fact.
Gonke kwenzeke muva. Logo kuyinkulumo engazukuphikiswa.
Every single one of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
Bonke abantu bonile nabafundisi balahlekelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
It's in the past tense.
Kwenzeke loke muva.
But the next phrase is in the present tense.
Masiqhubeka ke. Kuloko kwenzeka manje.
For all have sinned in the past and but in the present tense, they have fallen short of the glory of God.
Bonke bonile. Kepha manje balahlekelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
The point is,
nake ngizokuchaza.
That each and every one of us,
wonke umuntu la,
is a sinner.
Uyisoni.
A rebel.
Uyisubuka.
Against God.
Umelane noNkulunkulu.
And there is nothing that we can do in and of ourselves to make ourselves right with a holy God.
Akukho esingakwenza ukuze silungisise noNkulunkulu ongcwele.
If you are here today and you are not saved,
umuna ungasindisiwe.
You must be desperate.
Kumele ulangazelele.
Because you too have sinned.
Nawu wonile.
And right now you fall short of God's holy standard.
Nawu lahlekelwe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
What does a desperate man do?
Umuntu odingayo kumele enzeni?
Read with me in verse 24.
Asifunde kuverse 24.
They are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Balungisiswa ngesihle ngomusa wakhe ngokuhlengwa okukuKristu Jesu.
Here's the point.
Nake ngizamukuchaza.
All of us have sinned.
Sonke sonile.
We are unable to save ourselves.
Asikwazi ukuzisindisa.
The only way that we can be saved,
indlela yokuba sisindiswe,
is by faith in Jesus Christ alone.
Ukholwa inkosi uJesu yona yodwa.
The first point.
Nake ngizamukuchaza.
The second point now.
Lobo bekuyiphuzu lokuqala, iphuzu lesibini.
Starts in verse 25. Read with me.
Bheka ku verse 25.
God presented him as a propitiation through faith in his blood to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his restraint God passed over the sins previously committed.
Amisileyo uNkulunkulu abe yinhlawulo ngokukholwa egazini lakhe. Kubonakalisiwe ukulunga kwakhe ngokuyekelwa kwezono ezenziwe ngaphambilini.
I'm standing here before you today. And I'm telling you, we are all the same. Every single one of us is a Gentile. Doesn't matter if you're Zulu or Khoza. Black or white. Foreigner or South African. We're all the same. However, if you were reading this, you would have a problem in your mind. Because the Jews thought that they were different. And if we are saved through faith, what about them? Were they saved by something else? Were they maybe saved by faith and by the law of Moses? Paul wants you to know no. Jew and Gentile. Me and you. We are all saved by faith alone. Read with me in verse 25. God presented him as a propitiation. That is a very big word. And I never use it in a sentence. But I do want to explain to you what it means. Propitiation means that when Jesus came into this world and died on the cross for our sins, he satisfied the wrath of God for your sin. This is important. Because God is bigger than you think he is. He is infinite. In every single way that you could ever imagine. He is infinitely holy. That means that he is separated from sin. He's not only infinite holy, but our God is infinitely powerful. And our infinitely powerful God has chosen to judge sin according to his righteousness. If you are sitting here today and you are not saved by Jesus Christ, you should be shaking in your boots, because an infinite God's wrath is born upon you. But Jesus
Christ
is a propitiation. He satisfies the wrath of God. On the cross, as Jesus dies, he dies for your sin. He bears the full wrath of God that you would not have to.
Ukuze wena ungasa
There's a second part to this word. It doesn't just mean that he satisfies the wrath of God. He also reconciles us to God. He makes peace between man and God. If you're sitting here today and you are not saved, you need to know that Unkulunkulu is at war with you. It's a battle that you could never win. Because he is so much greater than you. And he hates your sin more than you can ever imagine. But on the cross as Jesus died, he died to satisfy the wrath of God and to reconcile man back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It says in the text, God presented him as a propitiation through faith. Not through faith and work. Not through faith and baptism. Not through faith and offerings. Or indulgence. Or penance. Not as a way of getting out of purgatory where you could work out your sin. Jesus Christ is offered to you by faith alone. That is why both Jew and Gentile can only be saved by Jesus Christ. Paul says at the end of that verse that he restrained himself in the past. And passed over sins previously committed. Paul's point is this. In the past, the Jews were saved by the promise that was to come. In the present, us Gentiles are saved by the promise that has come. We are saved by faith alone, in Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. Amen.
Amen.
If there's two points that we've covered so far, the first is we are sinners that are redeemed by Jesus Christ. And secondly, we are rebels that have been reconciled by Jesus Christ. And both these great acts have happened by faith alone. The third point in this text is the last verse that I read. In verse 26, look with me, it says, God presented him to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be righteous and declare righteous the one who has faith in Jesus. We spoke previously about the holiness of God. We spoke previously about the power of God. Now let me tell you something about the justice of God. We live in a world that isn't just. We do see that every day, right? Criminals get away with their crimes. It's difficult to trust politicians. Our world is a mess. But there is such a thing as justice. And God is absolutely just.
Unkulunkulu lungile.
We will get what we deserve.
Unkulunkulu uyabufeza ubulungiswa.
If you are sitting here today,
umuhleli la namhlanje,
and you are a sinner,
uhleli la njengesoni,
and you sit in your sins,
uhlele ezonweni zakho.
If you are here today and you are a rebel,
uhleli la uyihlubuka,
you have no peace with God,
awunabo ukuthula noNkulunkulu.
And you need to know,
udinga ukwazi,
that a just God,
uNkulunkulu olungile,
is coming to judge,
uyeza ukuba azokwahlulela,
between the living and the dead.
Uyeza azohlulela abaphilayo nasebalele.
And on that day you will be found guilty.
Ngalolo suku uzotholakala unecala.
Jesus.
UJesu.
Came into this world.
Uze kulezwe.
Not just to satisfy the wrath of God.
Akusho ukuthi nje uzoqeda ulaka likaNkulunkulu.
But to satisfy the justice of God too.
Kodwa ukuthi nobulungiswa bukaNkulunkulu bubonakale kube khona.
The reality is, we could live our whole lives through trying to do as much good as we wanted. But our sin would still separate us from God. And so the Father sent His Son, Jesus Christ. He came as the perfect, spotless, blemishless Lamb of God. On the cross, as Jesus died, the perfect man was given up. For your sin. He lived the perfect life. The Bible says that he was tempted in every way. And yet he was without sin. On the cross as Jesus
died.
He satisfied the justice of God.
Ubenza ubulungiswa abonakalisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ulungile uhlulela izono.
So that Jesus Christ,
uKristu Jesu,
who will stand as the judge at the end of this age,
ozoma awumahlulela ekupheleni kwakho konke,
over all men,
kubo bonke abantu,
has already declared those that are in him innocent.
Useshilo ukuthi abakuye abanakala.
It says in the text,
kuthi lasifunde khona,
that he would be righteous,
ulungile,
and declare righteous,
bese athi,
the one who has faith in Jesus,
laba bakholwa kuJesu balungile.
And here's the point,
nake sikhazayo,
if you are a sinner,
uma uyisoni,
and you want to be redeemed,
ufuna ukulungiswa,
it was by faith alone,
ukholwa kuphela.
If you are a rebel,
uma uyisubuka,
and you want to be reconciled, it is by faith alone,
ukholwa kuphela.
If you are guilty,
uma unecala,
and you want to be acquitted,
udinga ukulungiswa,
it will be by faith alone,
ukholwa kuphela.
In Christ alone,
kuKristu kuphela.
To the glory of God alone,
ukuze kutuswe inkazimulo kaNkulunkulu.
There's at least two ways that this can be applied. Firstly, to those of you who are here today, who have not yet placed your faith in your
trust,
you must know that you are under the wrath of God according to John chapter 3 verse 36.
Kumele wazi ukuthi uflathelwe uNkulunkulu ngoka Johane 3 verse 16. 36.
Turn from your sins.
Penduka ezonweni zakho.
Repent.
Penduka ezonweni zakho.
Put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ.
Beka ithemba lakho, ukholwa kwakho kuKristu.
And you will live.
Uzophila.
The second application here is to believers that are yet.
Yilaba la abamakholwa.
There's so much that we can take from this text.
Kuningi singakuthatha la.
The first thing that we can take,
nake singakubheka,
is great thankfulness.
Ukubonga uNkulunkulu.
The text started off by saying that sinners are redeemed. If you are sitting here today and you've been redeemed by Jesus Christ, by faith alone in Him, you need to know that you've been bought out of sin and brought into life. And be thankful to Jesus Christ, who is your Lord and your Savior. The second application to believers is security. If you were a rebel and you have been reconciled, if you now have peace with Almighty God, you need to know that you've been transferred from war with God to peace with God. And no power of hell could ever snatch you from our great God's hand. You are secure in the salvation which Jesus Christ has bought you. Thankfulness and security. But lastly, joy. It says that the guilty are acquitted. You know what it's like to be guilty, right? I look at my son, he's three. Take something that doesn't belong to him. What's the first thing that he does? Hands behind the back. He starts crying even before I shout at him. Because he knows that he's guilty. Forget about somebody else. Think of yourself. Think of your own guilt. Think of your sins in the past. And how you fall short of God in the present. But if you are of the saved, your guilt has been washed away. And the man who doesn't have guilt must have great joy. Stop being a grumpy Christian. Because Jesus has saved us to glory. Amen. 3 points.
Now,
sinners are redeemed by Jesus Christ through faith alone. And that causes the saints massive thankfulness. Rebels are reconciled to God through faith alone. And that gives the saints great security. The guilty are acquitted by Jesus Christ through faith alone. And that gives us great joy. Let us close in a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, Lord, would you move in our hearts that those who are drawn by your Spirit to confess their sins, to repent of their sins, to put their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ, will do so according to your wise eternal counsel and your good will. Father God, would you move in our hearts so that those who are here today who are saved might experience something of the joy, something of the security and something of the thankfulness that comes with salvation. That we, your people, might praise you in this world and forever to come. This I pray in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.